right, it's time to talk about the highly requested, highly requested. Oh my God, people will not stop asking me about when this video is dropping. I mean, like, I get it. Like, I'm happy in a sense that people, you know, are excited for me to upload a video. But holy hell, man. Holy hell, man. Holy hell, man. Niggas would not stop asking, bro, about when this video is dropping, man. Like, yo, it's going to come, it's going to come. Anyways. Time for a Beyblade Burst GT review. I mean, you could tell by the tone of my voice, I don't sound that enthusiastic because that's how I feel about this series overall. Like, I don't even think there's going to be a coherent script for this video. I don't think this series deserves it, and blatantly, I don't have the passion for this series specifically, sorry, this season specifically, to talk about Beyblade Burst GT. Like, I'm not going to sit here spending hours in Google Docs rewriting everything and wasting time on a competent script. I'm gonna be honest, I'm probably not even gonna spend that much time editing this video either. I genuinely just don't care, man. Like, I just don't have it for this season. I don't. Like, I thought about it for a while and I was like, you know what, I don't know what I've said previously in like a stream or whatever, maybe I was too nice to this season, man. But you know, I don't even think there's gonna be a long video too. Like, I could really yap forever and make this video 8 minutes long just so that, you know, I can get 2 ads and maximize on revenue. But like, genuinely, I don't care, man. We'll talk more about the season in a bit. But like, if you're someone who just wants to TLDR, so far out of every season of Burst I watched so far, this is definitely easily the worst one so far for sure. It's at the bottom. I don't even think it's up for debate. It's at the bottom. It's the worst one so far. I still have to watch DB, and then I also have to watch Quad Strike, but as of right now, it's the worst one. So first thing, we'll talk about the MC Drum, Dante, whatever you want to call him. I've said this on stream while I was reacting to the episodes. This character should have never been an MC. Drum works when he's a side character, and from finishing Beyblade Burst Sparking, that literally confirms my point. He works way better as a side character. The fact, like, this is a character, like, okay, let me rephrase this. When you have to watch episodes and episodes of this nigga, and he's the one that's leading a story, bro, it's not interesting at all. It's not really that entertaining. Like, it's just every time he was on screen, I just kept thinking, this would be an awesome side character, because again, he's just pretty simplistic. There's nothing really going on with him. There's nothing really interesting going on with this character. And that's not to say that like every time you have an MC, there needs to be something like some deep writing going on with him. I mean, like, at least with Vault, we had 2 seasons with him, and his whole arc was about maturity. And then we had Aiga and just understanding oneself and like being in control of your emotions. But with Drum, it's just, like, there's not really an arc with Drum. He's just Drum. And I mean, like, that's okay, I guess. Like, simplistic protagonists are okay. But I've just seen it done better in so many series to where, like, again, every time Drum was there, I was just like, you would be a dope side character. Like, you got a lot of energy. This kid runs on sugar. You would be fun as a side character. But as someone who needs to lead the story, hell no. Are you crazy? Hell no. A character that needs to lead the plot? No! Get this nigga out of here. I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him be an MC, man. Like, genuinely, worst MC of Burst by far. And, like, that doesn't mean I hate the kid or anything like that. Because I know people are going to be like, oh my God, he hates Drum. I don't hate Drum. I just hate Drum as a protagonist. He is awesome when he's a side character. Again, and Sparking, very entertaining, very fun. Again, when you put him as the centerpiece of a story, it just crumbles. Next, we'll talk about Delta. Delta is just Temu Shu. He's just, again, Shu from Temu. Walmart version of Shu. Not really that interesting. He had potential, but his whole entire arc was very rushed. I was hoping that there would be like a solo episode for him after he got his major defeat and relearning his love for the game, but it's just pretty much off screen. And then he's back with a new Bay that doesn't even have the interesting gimmicks of the previous Diabolo, so there's that as well. Yeah, Delta is just, he kind of boring. Delta is literally Shu's entire arc, but just rushed and 10 times worse. And this is coming from someone who already has problems with the Red Eye plotline. So the fact that Delta is even worse than that, yeah, you already know how I feel about that nigga. And then we got Ammonai. if you've seen the streams or you've seen the reaction video, I don't even know if I posted, I don't remember, but you know that I dislike Almanai. This man is literally like what Metal Fight did with Kenta, but again, 10 times worse. Like, he gets a Year Nigga Damn power up at the end of the season, and it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't really go anywhere. Like, it doesn't feel earned with this man. When he gets his gold turbo, it doesn't feel earned at all. And then again, in the final arc, he doesn't really do anything where I was like, yeah, I'm satisfied with this character, I'm impressed. No, he's just lame. He's just a lame ass nigga. That's just the way it is. Like, it's the same way this video right now is a Here Nigga Damn video. That's the same way the writers wrote Omni. They're like, well, I guess we have to give him something. And then that's what they did. Like, again, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. That's how I feel about it. What else is there to talk about? Most part, a lot of the antagonists are buns. The only good antagonist in this series, the only really character worth even talking about is Gwyn. We're gonna get to Gwyn later, because that's really like the best part of this show. Like, Gwyn carries this entire show, being deadass. He just carries this entire show. But yeah, let's get into Arthur first. This guy's just boring. He's so boring. He's the lamest antagonist in the entire series. He's so boring. There's nothing really else to say. The fact that the writers had Iga lose to Arthur just so that they could hype up Arthur as an antagonist, and then Arthur is just the most boring, bland character in all of Beyblade as an antagonist is just disgraceful. Like, at the very least, if you're gonna have Iga lose to this guy, just be a scapegoat for that false aura, that pseudo hype, that pseudo tension, then at least have the character be like interesting. But no, he's just boring. He's boring. It's like Doji, but like 10 times worse. Like, he's just so boring. Like, every time he's on screen, I want to fall asleep. It's not interesting at all. He's just very one note. He's just boring. Just boring ass character. Yeah. Again, too, like, Iga lost, like, I don't like to use this term a lot, but that definitely was plot. Like, let's be 100% honest with ourselves. That was literally only done because they wanted to hype up Arthur. Second, Arthur is defeated by Drum, which happens very quickly right after. Arthur's entire presence as a formidable antagonist, very quick. We're going to get onto pacing later because that's a whole other problem too. Actually, damn, this video is actually going to end up being 8 minutes long. Well, I guess I actually have a lot to ramble about. Okay, cool. I guess I'll get my double ads thing. My oven's going off in the background. See, this is how unprofessional this video is right now. Like, that, I'm telling you, I genuinely do not care. I'm probably going to, like, I probably won't even edit this video. I'm just going to slap an image of Omni on the screen, and it will just stay there, and then y'all can just treat this video like a podcast. Like, I'm telling you, that's what y'all going to do, because, like, I'm being blunt. Like, there's no passion to talk about this series or edit it. I'm not going to sit there and spend hours out of my day editing a video for Beyblade vs. GT. I'm sorry, I'm just not doing it. Like, you want me to sit there and do all that editing and everything like that for hours, for multiple days, rewriting a script, doing all that effort for Beyblade vs. GT? Well, I don't even feel like the series put in actual effort for my own experience. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Like, again, be very blunt with you. I'm not doing that. So yeah. What else was I talking about previously? Pacing. Yeah. Very fast series. There's not really a lot of time for characters to breathe. We're always moving on to the next thing very quickly. Again, it's a problem just because these episodes are only 12 minutes long, but I don't really think that's like an actual excuse, because Sparking had way better pacing. And it is the same format of episodes being 12 minutes long. So again, there's not an excuse, because there's literally series right after that has better pacing. So there's no excuse for GT. It just sucks in that aspect. The pacing is just horrible. Like, again, character arcs happen way too fast. Like, we're just always on the move, man. It is like, you know when people make the joke about like Chainsaw Man pacing? But when Chainsaw Man's pacing is actually pretty slow, especially part two. That's how it is with Burst GT. That's the actual Chainsaw Man pacing jokes that people actually need. That is Beyblade Burst GT. What else? What other antagonist? I forget the name of the dude, but like, he's Louis' nephew or cousin or whatever. Yeah, that guy sucks. like, disrespect to the longest generation. Dang, while I was recording, it said, like, my text-to-speech and everything can only convert to 10 minutes max, so I guess we're going to continue. Again, very unprofessional vid. I do not care right now, though. Well, yeah, what was I talking about again? Oh, yeah, Louis' nephew or cousin, whatever the dude's name is. Yeah, he sucks. Yeah, he's basically in, like, the first arc. He's a big powerhouse. He gets defeated by Drum. We move on with him. We never see this guy again. Like, he's just a very one-note character. The Judgment Joker guy is cool. He was fun. But, like, again, like, in terms of writing, it's not really much there. But, like, he's a fun character. So, I'll give the series a W on that. Pot is okay. I think that's his name. This is the other thing, too. I don't even care to, like, look up these characters' names. Again, a lot of them are pretty forgettable. So, like, I'm not doing that work. Again, I don't think the series deserves it. It genuinely doesn't. Season, sorry. Keep mixing that up. It doesn't deserve it. Genuinely. What else? What else is there to talk about? What other characters? Yeah, honestly, if I can't remember them, they're not really that important. They didn't impact me much. Like, in terms of just, like, annoying me or, like, even being potentially good. Yeah, no, I don't think there's anything else to really talk. Oh, there's Fumia. Yeah, this guy sucks, too. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this guy uses a Fafnir Bay, man. Just disrespect the Freeze of the whole entire generation, man. Like, Fumia sucks, man. Fumia is just horrible. Like, I actually thought there were going to be something interesting with Fumia going on with, like, his whole family dynamic with his sister. But he just becomes a syscon. That's it. Like, he has cool cuts of animation. Like, that's the other thing. This show has some nice animation. That's one thing I'll give it. That's some really nice cuts of animation. But animation is not enough. I'm going to be sorry. I'd rather have a better story and the animation just be subpar than, like, the animation be good and then the story is just, like, sleep-worthy. Like, you know, it just puts me to sleep, man. Like, that's pretty much what it is. Like, only reason this show is even passable, I feel, is because I would watch it on stream. So, you know, at least I have my chat there with me. And we can, it's more enjoyable when I'm watching it with y'all, like, on Twitch and everything like that. But if I had to watch this, entire season by myself in my room, and I had to, like, seriously take notes and everything like that 24/7, oh, hell no, I'm not doing that. Hell no. So, yeah, Fumia, yeah, he's just a syscon, not interested. He's literally moment Japan, like, I'm not impressed. And then, yeah, so the only really positives would be Gwyn and then, like, parts of the final arc. Now, the final arc's pretty interesting because it's basically Gwyn is someone who's, like, never bladed before and, you know, they're getting into Beyblade for the first time and through, like, Drum, they finally start to learn the love for the game. That's one of, like, it's kind of like a staple for antagonists and Burst, but I like the way that it was done with, like, Gwyn being friends with the protagonist at first. I just wish that, like, what they did with Gwyn, I felt was pretty entertaining as an antagonist, and I felt like their story was pretty moving, you know, someone that's, like, really starting their own Beyblade journey and kind of figuring themselves out. It kind of felt like Gwyn kind of took the protagonist role in the final part of Beyblade Burst GT, which, again, is why he's, like, the best character in that entire season. So I feel like GT could have been elevated even further if we had started with Gwyn, like, episode one. If it was the 51 or 52 episode story about this growth between Gwyn and Drum and their entire dynamic, this season would have been peak. Like, just remove Delta. There's nothing of value there. Remove Delta. There's genuinely nothing of value there. Just focus entirely on Gwyn and Drum from episode one and build up these two, and we have a dynamic that would literally have been better than Volt and Shu. I'm going to say that flat out. Like, it had the potential to be better than that. If they had just started from episode one with Gwyn and Drum, we would have peak, man. Oh, that's another thing that annoys me about GT, is that it had the potential to be great. Like, it has things in there that could genuinely be great for a Beyblade season. But it most of the time, it just fumbles. Or, like, it gets too close to the sun, and then it just fumbles, man. It's like when I was reading Naruto, man. Yeah, like, I really wish that Gwyn was there episode one. But regardless, though, I think Gwyn is still a good antagonist. Like, flat out, I will say Gwyn is good. Gwyn is a good character. He's the best thing out of this season. The final segment, like, the final arc where they have, like, a bunch of tag battles, that was very... I think the tag battles in and of itself were pretty entertaining. Those are fun. Those are fun. I'm not gonna, like, be a complete hater. The tag battles were definitely fun. I think the writers realized that
they kind of already kind of reached their peak with a lot of like 1v1 battles. So they kind of focused in more on tag battles, and that kind of led it into why we got Sparking, which is an entire season of just tag battles, because tag battles are very entertaining. You know, they're very chaotic, and, you know, seeing the cooperation between multiple characters, the unpredictability element of it too. You have some very interesting choreography moments that you can do, because again, burst is kind of limited, because unlike other series of Beyblade, like Metal or OG, with burst, they're always stuck in the stadium and they can't like be in different locations. So I think tag battles really do enhance the fights in this series moving forward. So I would say good job on GT for that. But yeah, I really don't think there's anything else to say. Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know. Maybe some people might be disappointed that this is basically like me phoning in a video, but like, again, it's a bit of two of like, I'm kind of annoyed like how much people have been asking for this video. Like it feels like I got the feds knocking in, man. Or like I feel like I got like the landlord knocking in on my door and be like, yo, where's the rent, man? Like that's how it feels like with this burst GT review, man. Like I've just been asked about it so much, and it's not even the season I enjoyed even that much to where I'm like, no, I'm not gonna sit here and put like tons of effort into talking about something that I don't even feel that passionate about. Like, this is the other thing too. I can be passionate about something I dislike, but I just don't even feel like putting effort into editing a video for this, like, extensively. Like, deadass, I'm just gonna slap an image of Amunai on the screen, and people just treat this as a podcast. I'll probably put a disclaimer, treat this video as a podcast, and have some fun, man, because I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it for Burst GT. It doesn't deserve it. It genuinely does not deserve it. Because, again, once again, this season, I feel, did not respect me as an audience member. I did not feel respected as an audience member when I was watching this most of the time. I like, a lot of these characters do feel phoned in, too. A lot of these characters feel very, like, cheap knockoffs of characters from previous seasons. And the only really character that I feel like had some soul put into them was Gwyn. So, exactly. Like, if the season itself doesn't even have some passion, why do you think I'm gonna have passion when I'm making a review for this? I'm not doing that. Treat it as a podcast, call it a day. When we get to the Sparking review, there will be passion, there will be love for the game, there will be some clean edits and that, there'll be some passion. But I'm not doing it for Burst GT. It don't deserve it. It's kind of crazy though, I ended up ranting this long. This video is gonna end up being like 20 minutes long, but yeah. Burst GT, I don't really think there's really much else to say for it. I think I got everything out. Amunai sucks. Delta's pretty buns. Could have been better. Drum is awesome when he's a side character, not as an MC. A lot of the other side characters suck. Arthur is boring. Gwyn's great. There's some great animation scenes. There's some great moments of choreography. I would say in terms of battle.
I see your water in the back. Okay.
There's some great moments of choreography, but other than that, kind of like a fumble of a season. Not really that interesting. Gwyn is carrying. Gwyn's back hurts like crazy, and that's pretty much Beyblade Burst GT. Yeah. Rest in peace, all the Beyblade Burst GT fans. They're probably going to hate me after this video, man. All the drum fans are going to be like, oh my god, he didn't understand it, or like, he wasn't paying attention, it's deeper. Like, you know what? If you feel that way, I'm happy for you. You got it. But I don't even feel like debating, because I feel like I'm just not going to agree. Because I'm going to feel like if someone's going to come to me with an argument like that, and it's going to feel like headcanon. But yeah, anyways, that's my thoughts on Beyblade Burst GT. I will see y'all in the Sparking review. Y'all have a fantastic day, though. And if you love this season, I'm happy that you at least enjoyed it. But for me, not for me.